Frontier Psychiatrist. This program is respectfully dedicated to those brave pioneers, the Frontier Psychiatrists, who brought mental health to the West. The scene, the office of Dr. Tex Rorschach, Frontier Psychiatrist.
And so, madam, I want you to go back to the reservation and tell your husband he can walk if he wants to. It's all in his mind, purely psychosomatic. Your husband can walk if he wants to. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Sitting Bull. Interesting case. She could use a little treatment, too. She's got a 40-pound papoose on her back. Oh, nurse.
Yes, Dr. Rocha?
Any more appointments today?
Let's see. Wyatt Earp is in at 3.
Yeah.
Bat Masterson at 4. Mm-hmm. And Maverick is coming in at 5.
Maverick, very interesting case. Acute paranoia. Persecution complex. Thinks Ed Sullivan is out to get him. Now, nurse, I would like to... What is the shooting? Himmel!
Doctor! Doctor!
Oh, hello, Sheriff. You're just in time for your appointment. Come in and lie down on the couch.
No time, Doc. We're in for a peck of trouble. The Ringo Kid just pulled into town.
The Ringo Kid?
Yeah. The dirtiest, rottenest killer north of the Rio Grande. Well, he's a murdering outlaw.
Please, Sheriff, how many times have I told you there are no such things as outlaws? Just problem cowboys.
I tell you, he's a killer. He came into town this morning and shot my deputy.
Now, just a minute. I just saw your deputy. I talked to him.
Did he answer you?
Come to think of it, no. Thought it was some kind of mental block.
Well, I'm telling you, Doc.
Someone... What?
Galloping coyotes. It's Buck. He's been shot.
He got me. The Ringo Kid got me.
Oh, you've got to do something about that cough. It's just nerves, you know. Just nerves, nerves.
Where is he now, Buck?
He's in the saloon.
Maybe it's heartburn. Are you a compulsive eater? Lie down and start at the beginning and tell me whatever comes into your mind. Now, what do you think about girls?
No, Doc. He's been shot, Doc. And the Ringo Kid did it.
Oh, well, then I'll go into the saloon after him.
Wait a minute, Doc. That's dangerous.
Sheriff, I am a frontier psychiatrist, and that boy needs therapy. Nurse, where's my notebook and pencil?
In your holster.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But, Doc, you can't go in there. I tell you, he's vicious.
He's not vicious.
Well, what would you make a man shoot people in the back?
Poor toilet training. Who knows? Now, if you'll excuse me, please.
Be careful, I must go. Doctor, please be careful. You know how I feel about you.
I told you before, nurse, I'm just your father image. Now go and finish the slipcovers for the couch, and please.
To me now. I'm the Ringo Kid. I'm a ring-tailed Rannigazoo. I'm the shootin'est, fightin'est buckaroo in the West. Anybody want to take me on?
No.
All right, I'll tell you what. Line up, you guys. Now, when I count three, go for your guns. One, two, three. You gotta be quicker than that. Hey, did you see that stranger?
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't like witnesses. All right, piano player, let's have a tune.
Howdy, Ringo Kid.
Huh? Who are you?
Dr. Tex Rorschach, frontier psychiatrist. Have couch, will travel.
What?
Now, what seems to be your problem?
Problem? I got an itchy trigger finger.
Oh, that's not my field. Try a dermatologist.
Wait a minute. Just what do you want?
I want to help you.
Aha! I got you figured. Just a cheap analyst trying to make a reputation. All right, start dancing, head shrinker.
Poor Ringo Kid. You're just an angry little boy lashing out at the world with your six gun.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, a textbook case. Wait till I write the boys in Vienna, they'll flip.
All right, you asked for it.
You're insecure, aren't you?
What?
You're full of frustrations and aggressive hostility, and it's all an artificial barrier to mask your inhibitions and your massive inferiority complex.
You trying to tell me I'm crazy?
Oh, please, Ringo. We don't use words like crazy anymore. Let me simply say you are suffering from a traumatic dislocation of your emotional processes.
Well, what does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
All right.
You're Meshuggah.
All right. All right, you can talk to my gun. What are you laughing at?
That's not a gun.
It isn't?
Of course not. It's a symbol.
A symbol?
A symbol of your inability to cope with reality. Now give me that symbol.
Here you are.
Now the other symbol?
Here.
You're a good man, Ringo, and I can bring out that goodness.
You can?
All you have to do is talk it out. Now, lie down on the bar. Well,
all right, Doctor.
Now, tell me, Ringo, when did you first discover you hated your horse?
Well, I don't hate my horse.
Well, does your horse hate you?
Well, why should my horse hate me?
Well, you sit on him, you make him live in a stable, you feed him oats. Don't you think it logical that the beast should harbor some resentment?
Well, I never thought about that.
Ah, you see, you got the rejected horse, and they're the worst kind. Let's talk about your childhood. Did you have a happy childhood?
Well, I guess so.
Did anything unusual happen to you as a child?
Well, let me think. Oh, yeah, when I was 8 years old, my home ran away from me.
You mean you ran away from home?
No, my home ran away from me. We lived in a covered wagon, and I fell out.
Aha! Ringala, ringala. I think I've solved your problem. Your hostility to everyone is a manifestation of rejection. You have hallucinations that people don't like you, and that's why you shoot them. If you act friendly to them, they'll act friendly to you.
You mean if I like them, they're gonna like me?
Siggy Freud couldn't have put it better.
Doctor, how can I ever thank you?
You can pay me. I don't want to feel rejected. No.
From now on, I'm gonna love everybody.
That's it.
Hello, bartender. Glad to see you.
Howdy.
Hey, hi there, friend. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, here comes the sheriff. Hello there, sheriff. Glad to see you.
Sheriff, why did you shoot that well-adjusted cowpoke?
I don't know. I just shot him. Something came over me, Doc.
I see. Give me that symbol.
Here you are.
Now lie down on the bar. Tell me, when did you first discover you hated your horse?
I don't hate my horse.
Well, does your horse hate you?